RSN Central's Form Express.
Yeah, welcome aboard the Form Express for racing on this Wednesday. Looking forward to kicking it all off at Caulfield a little bit later this afternoon for Twilight Racing at Caulfield. The first race set to get underway at 3:40. This is what Dean Lester had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and his play of the day.
Race 5, number 8, Perennial's my best. And I think he's around the each way mark in race 7. Smart Alyssum, yeah, he's around the $5. I'll make him the value, but yeah, as you said, it's a pretty tricky meeting. The quaddy, first leg, 4, 5 and 8. Second leg, 2, 5, 6, 13 and 15. Third leg, 4, 6, 7 and 8. And the last leg, 4, 5, 10 and 12.
So that's Dean Lester's thoughts on Caulfield this afternoon. Lindsay Smith, he's got the favourite in race number 4. Elderflower goes around as a $3.30 chance, and that was his best on the Breakfast Club earlier today.
Yeah, she's been okay. Good race for her, I thought. She can get up on the speed from that gate, rail out. So, yeah, last one was okay. Bit better class, and the work's been okay. So, yeah, she's a good chance.
So that's Lindsay Smith on Elderflower there at Caulfield a little bit later in the afternoon. Great to have Sam Friedman on the Form Express this morning, live from the Gold Coast. How are you, Sam?
Good,
how are proceedings up there?
It's strong. It's hard to get a horse. I've been beaten on a few yesterday, but we'll keep trying. Hopefully we can get a few in the next few days.
Did you nab any, or did you miss out altogether?
Yeah, we picked up one. We picked up a Lonro colt. That's actually he's a half brother to the filly running in race one today at Caulfield. So hopefully she can give his page a little update.
Yeah, right. Have you got a sort of rough amount of horses in mind that you're looking to buy up on over the next couple of days?
Not really. I mean, you just sort of, you pick the eyes out of all of them, and you value them, and you try and pick the ones that you can, that you can sell, the ones that you really like. So we wouldn't put a limit on how many, but you want to be very cautious in this market and try and pick the right ones to have a go at.
I'll get stuck into your runners there in a moment at Caulfield, so I don't hold you up for too long. But great to see the pig get a win the other day.
Yeah, the people's horse got it done. Yes. So he was really good. It was good to get it out of the way, and the boys are pretty excited. I think they're probably still out celebrating at the moment. So onwards and upwards for the pig.
You'll have to get Gareth Hall to host the aftermatch function there at its next race. He is the number one ticket holder. I saw that on Twitter, Sammy.
Yeah, he is. So he'll be off the stand down in a couple of weeks' time. And
beautiful.
We might have to pack the grandstands out with a crowd for him.
Oh, very good. Sounds good. Hey, at Caulfield today, it is Twilight Racing. And in the first race, you mentioned that filly that you've got going around, Ain't She Serious. Can she improve at her second race start?
Yeah, we think she can. Well, she was fairly unlucky at her first start. Probably could have gone close to winning with even luck. But she's improved out of that, definitely for the experience. If she can break just a little bit clean, she's a bit scratchy out of the barriers. Mark Zara jumps on. I think she's a promising filly, and if they can make ground and run on there at Caulfield today, she should be hard to beat off that first start.
It's always hard to line up the two-year-olds, but it sounds like the $7 and the $2.30 to play, she might be a touch of the overs.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, if you watch her first run closely, she should definitely have gone very close to winning, and the form's been okay out of that. So, I'd expect her to be disappointed if she's not running into the first three, that's for sure.
All right, we can certainly back her with confidence. That's in race number one. In race number six, Storming the Seas goes around, gets Jamie Carr booking. Looks an open race, Sam. She is the favourite. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, look, she'll run nicely. Gap between runs, we gave her a six over jump out last Wednesday. Darnaring, she jumped out really nicely. She's holding her form really well. She's a filly that, just keeps improving through this preparation. Probably didn't get around the valley all that well last time out, so I think she'll appreciate Caulfield. And she should, if she can get a nice run in transit just behind the speed somewhere with some cover, she'll finish off pretty hard, I think.
An open-minded third up today has drawn barrier one. Back to 1,200 metres.
Yeah, look, we gave thought to stretching him out, and Tripper thought, he's on three races, two at 1,200, one at 1,300, so back to the 1,200 and the blinker's on. He's another one that had a kick over jump out last week at Balnarring. From the inside barrier, we'll look to be positive on him and possibly look to lead on him and think he just maintains a good gallop. I don't think he quickens up that well. I think if you just start building on him, and he'll hold a strong gallop all the way to the line. So we'll try and take some luck out of the equation with him.
What's your best chance there at Caulfield today, mate?
Well, the filly in race one, I think she's, as I said, if the track's playing fair, I think she's a pretty nice filly, so hopefully she can get the job done.
Hey, King of Hastings was terrific there on the weekend. Which race do we see him lining up in on Saturday?
He'll go to the 1,200-metre race.
Yep.
Glenn Boss will ride. So he's travelling up here tonight. Leaves at 6 o'clock. He's come through that run in really good order, fresh and well out on the track. The reports at Randwick, so he'll get paid for it this morning. He's perfect for Saturday.
And Evening Glory's nominated for both that 1,200-metre and 1,400-metre race. Which race will that horse go to?
No, look, we're just going to save him. We're going to give him another couple of weeks before we step him out again. If he's facing him, runs, he's working really well with him. And whilst he's in really good form, we'll just keep working him through the grades.
Got a heap nominated on Saturday at Flemington, Sam. I won't go through them all. Which one should we be looking out for?
We just have the one runner, I think, at Flemington, possibly Deep Dive, down the straight, at 1,200-metre 84. 54 kilos in Jamie Carr on his back, so he's first up. It's a tough sort of race, so we'll give a lot of thought to whether we do line up. But wherever he runs, I think he's going really well.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks for jumping on this morning. Enjoy the week up there at the Gold Coast, and hopefully you can nab a couple of stars over the next couple of days as well.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
There you go, Sam Friedman. Touching on all his runners there at Caulfield this afternoon. Twilight Racing at Caulfield, the first race at 3:40. And he reckons Ain't She Serious there, that two-year-old filly in the first, is certainly over the odds at that $7.50 quote. Currently with the tab, so looking forward to that. They're racing at Yarra Valley today as well. Harry White joined Michael Felgate on Racing Pulse a little bit earlier. And this is what he has to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and his play of the day.
My best, very, very short, but it's a really modest maiden.
No, we don't have Harry. Apologies there. If you've missed Harry's best bet and his quaddie and his play, you can go to the website at rsn.net.au, and all of his selections for that meeting at Yarra Valley are up there. In fact, we've got it now, so we can roll the audio.
My best, very, very short. No, but it's
we're
really
having some technical difficulties here this morning. Mikey's under the pump. Sorry, Mikey. It's all good. If you've missed any of that, you can go to the website, like I said, or you can listen to the full podcast from the Victorian Form preview from a little bit earlier on. We do have audio from Shane Nichols this morning on the Breakfast Club. Can we roll that one, Mikey? This is on Kingstar Amber in race 7. Can we try her luck?
She hasn't got the greatest first up record, although she has trialled up well. Won a jump out Mornington a couple of weeks ago. She was beaten a pimple at Sandown in a mare's race. So back to this grade with Kieran Quilty claiming 4 kilos, she probably gets into this race pretty well. Bounced up on speed and certainly be an each way chance.
Kingstar Amber there for Shane Nichols today at Yarra Valley. Racing at Warwick Farm this afternoon as well on the soft six there. There's 7 races on the card. Shane Montgomery's done the form. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, all.
What do you make of this meeting at the farm today?
Yeah, not too bad. I think that, as is often the case, the longer the day goes on, the wider the winners might start to emerge on the track, but that's just par for the course, and we'll try to factor that in with the selections for later in the day.
50 seconds to race 2 at Healesville, Shane. What are your specials and your quaddie there at Warwick Farm today?
Good as gold. I thought the second best bet was race 1, number 3, Shibani. Thought the best all day was race 3, number 7, Abel Hill. The quadrilla in saddlecloth order, the first leg 3, 4, 6, 8. The second leg 1, 3, 6, 9. The third leg 1, 2, 3, and 4. And in the final leg 6, 10, 11, and 12.
Great stuff. Good luck there at Warwick Farm, Shane.
Thank you, Matt. Bye-bye.
Racing heads to Canberra, the nation's capital, a little bit later this afternoon, and the in-form Harry White, after tipping 2 from 2 at Albury there yesterday, joins us. Hello, Harry.
Morning, Matty. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How's the Gold Coast?
I am so bogged down with work at the moment, I haven't actually managed to get down there, but tomorrow looks to be the day.
I thought you're there aiming to get your eye on one, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, I've got my eye on a couple. Obviously, you've committed to a share in it, so that's fantastic.
As long as it's good.
Yeah, don't worry. I only pick the fast ones, Matty.
All right, that's what we want to hear. Hey, have you found a couple of the fast ones for me at Canberra today?
I'm hoping so. Best bet comes up in race 2, number 1, Nuremberg Castle. Ran a length off the winner when third in a class 2 highway last start. Looks very well placed here. back on home track in a Gates top weight with a 2 kilo claimer engaged and maps for the run of the race. So hopefully we can get the cash early. Race 2, number 1. And then we wait for the lucky last. Race 7, number 9, More Shots. Draws wide. We should have enough early speed to boot up and park behind the leaders. Recent trial leading into this was solid. Prior form lines read quite well. There's only that one query if this trip may be a furlong or so short of her best, but I think worth a bet anyway. Race 7, number 9. As far as the quaddie goes, first leg 1, 7, 8, and 10. Second leg 1, 2, 3, 4. Trim up the third leg with numbers 2 and 5 only, and the last leg 1, 3, 9, 11.
Good on you, Harry. Enjoy Canberra this afternoon. Hopefully you can get down to the Goldie as well over the next couple of days.
Legend. Thanks, Matty.
There we go. Harry White with his thoughts on Canberra today. Racing at Rockhampton a little bit later this afternoon. They're playing on a soft five there. The rail is in the true, and Michael Charge has done the form there. Good morning to you, Chargey.
Good morning, Matty. Yeah, it's quite an overcast day today at Rocky. I think this track will probably improve to a good four, though, and looks a real favourites day game today, unfortunately, at Rocky.
Got eight races on the card there. Where do we start with your specials?
Yeah, look, I went looking for value. The only value I can find and my only best bet of the day comes up in race 7, horse number 1, Arwen Nietzsche. I know he's got to carry 62.5 kilos, but he's run two back here behind Bold Zavi. Was a beauty. A lot less depth about this race, so hence the big weight rise today. I just think he'll carry that. I think he'll be too good for him. So we're shopping good each way at the moment. So race 7, horse 1 is my only good thing I can give you today.
Any other value or anything else on the card that you like?
No, favourites day. Look, if you had to push me for a best bet, I'd say there's a maiden horse in race 2, and it's horse number 2, Navarre. I think it gets its chance today. If it doesn't win that, you wouldn't cart him home, that's for sure. So race 2, horse 2, if you had to push me for a good thing.
And a quaddie?
Quaddie today, kept it reasonably trim. As I said, favourites are there to the fore most of the day. But first leg race 5, I'm 5, 6 and 9. Second leg race 6, I'm 3, 8 and 4. So hoping we can get some value in these first couple of legs. Third leg race 7, we've got the Arwen Nietzsche value there, 1, 3 and 7. And in the last leg race 8, look, the favourite should be too good for him. The one busted up, but just a little bit of insurance with some value on the 4 Zorro Macho. So 1 and 4 in the last leg, Matt.
Great stuff. Good luck there at Rockhampton, Michael.
Thank you, mate.
There we go. Michael Charge with his thoughts on Rockhampton a little bit later this afternoon. South Australian Racing heads to Strathalbyn. There's 8 races on the card there, and they're on the good 4. Nadia Horn joins us. Hello, Nards.
Hello, Matty. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. What do you make of this meeting at Strath today?
A bit of a little program. I think we can kick things off race 2 with the 6 Celestial Illusion. It's had a bit of a break. It's had a month and a half between runs, gets the addition of blinkers. It's only lining up for its second race start. What we learned from its first run, it went to Gawler. It got back out of ground a bit in the race where they did clip along at a fairly good tempo. Today we see it stepping up to the 1350. On that performance, I'd expect it to settle a lot closer in the run. And some of its late sectional data last time out read quite well on the program. Like, it had the 13th best last 200 of the meeting. With the addition of blinkers, race experience, I'm expecting it to improve a fair bit off that. So Celestial Illusion, race 2, the 6th, the first of the specials. We then roll into race number 5 for the next race, and this is the 54 over the 1350. I thought that number 2, Reinvigorate, represented some value at around that 550 quote that's on offer. This horse resumes from a break. Last preparation, we saw the horse resume here over this track and trip, and it ran particularly well, only beaten a bit over 3 lengths from the winner. If it sort of ran up to that type of number again today, it'd be right in the race. So I do feel that it's value at the current price. And the other horse that we're looking at comes up in race 6 today, another locally trained horse of 3, Sylvan Crest, who was able to put a couple of wins together on end before having no luck at all in stronger company last time out. Let's get a 4 kilo claim here for young Ben Price. With a horse that's likely to go forward in a real race that seems to lack tempo, it's bound to give you another good sight. So the 3 we like, race 2, the 6, race 5, the 2, race 6, the 3. And for quaddie takers, we go 1, 2, 3, 8, the first leg, 2, 3, 8, the second, 1, 3, 5, 8, the third, and 1, 2, 5, and 6 in the last.
Thank you, Nards. Good luck at Strath.
Cheers, Matty.
There we go. Nadia Horn with her thoughts on Strathalbyn today. The Bunbury specialist, Peter Anthonis, joins us now for a preview of WA racing today. Hello, Pete.
G'day, Matty. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What do you make of this meeting on a Wednesday?
Pretty ordinary. For the last few, it hasn't been good for us in terms of finding things to really stamp. I've actually found a horse that Gareth Hall has a small share in race three. It's called Mischievous Fever, and look, this is clearly the most winnable race it's ever faced. So on behalf of Gareth, I'm just hoping that everything goes its way. I think if Sean O'Donnell, who is a master of getting onto a horse for the first time and getting the best out of them, if O'Donnell can put the horse into the first four and running, I think it's going to be incredibly hard to beat. I've got him marked around 220, and you can currently get $2.80. I'm sure Gareth had something on just for a sanity bet more than anything.
Yes. Gareth hosted breakfast this morning, and I don't know whether or not he did tip the listeners into Mischievous Dave. If he hasn't, and that horse does win, that's one of the great sins there from Gareth. So we will follow that with a lot of interest today, Pete.
Yeah, we've just got him covered either way there. Look, there's one other bet on the card as well. Race 8, number 4, Roman Flirt. It's a pretty sticky market just at the moment. Roman Flirt and Tradenzia are about the same price. And look, for me, they're really the two to beat. I'm just leaning slightly in favour of Roman Flirt. I don't think there'll be a great deal of speed in this race. I think we just stalked the leader in Tradenzia, and it showed some really good splits there last start. Just comes up in class a little bit, which is why we're getting a fraction better price. So they're the two I'll play today, but it's a really pretty iffy meeting, and definitely no quaddie today, Matty. Race 9 is absolutely abominable.
You beat me to it, Pete. Hey, good luck at Bunbury this afternoon.
Cheers, Matty. Go well.
There we go. Pete Anthonis with his thoughts on that cracking meeting at Bunbury in WA a little bit later today. Harness Racing in Victoria heads to Geelong today, and Dan Malecki is calling the action there. Hello, Dan.
Good morning to you, Matt.
What do you make of the meeting at Geelong today? Tonight, I should say.
Tonight meeting, that's right. Yeah, it's not a bad card. There's a few shorties that I haven't steered away deliberately from a best bet point of view, but they're probably just getting a little bit of unders. I still expect them to win. Special Lady's one of those, race 2, horse number 2, but getting into a short quote. I actually like Wildom Zav, but the early price for it I thought was too short for a trotter's standing start race. So the horse I've settled on is the best on the card, probably the best, but also at a more backable quote, would be the Chris Esvenosio training driven She Will Rock, race 5, number 2. So it might be the way to go. Plus, it's also the first leg of the main quaddie tonight as well, Matt.
Have you got a quaddie as well for me, Dan?
Yep, absolutely. First leg, 2, but throwing in the 6 Aha Reaction first up and 7 Elegant Jewels, so 2, 6, 7. The second leg, 1, which is G Smith, 3 Orby, 4 The Chancer, and 8 Midnight Whisper, 1, 3, 4, 8. Third leg, just the 5 Leanne is absolutely flying, and 7 I'm a Maori Jet, so 5 and 7. And in the last leg of the quaddie, numbers 3, Patria Bromac, who's another one of the shorties on the card that probably should be winning, but a bit of value in 5 LT and also 11 Trent from Punchy in the last leg, 3, 5 and 11.
Thanks, Dan. Good luck at Geelong tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
There we go. Dan Malecki with his thoughts on that meeting at Geelong. And it's time to back a winner in the world of greyhound racing.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound Form. For detailed form guides on every Victorian greyhound race, download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
A couple of meetings today that George Ferrugia is going to keep an eye on. That's at the Meadows and at Ballarat today. Hello, Georgie.
G'day, Matty. How are you?
I'm going well, thank you. Where do we start with your specials on this Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll start at the Meadows, even though it's a night meeting, so just take note, the first race kicks off at 7:18 p.m. I think this is the last week. It probably worked out okay, considering it's going to be fairly warm this afternoon. But I like one in race 2, number 7, a greyhound called Dewana Whatever. It only had the four starts, Matty. It won at Sandown in 29.64. Look, it's Achilles' heel has just got a lack of a little bit of early speed. It's over the 600 metres, which I think will suit. It's a small field, a couple of scratchings in it. I just think it's a big chance of winning here. And the favourite, I think, is this speaker off box 1. But I think if Dewana Whatever steps cleanly enough, I think he'll be winning here. So race 2, number 7. Quaddie numbers 3, 4, 5 and 8 into 1, 3, 5 and 6 into 2, 3 and 7 into 1, 5, 7, 8 to bring us home. Over to Ballarat tonight. There's two that I like just after the quaddie. We'll kick off with race nine, number eight, and that's a greyhound called Halbert Vale. Look, he hasn't won in a few starts, but the greyhounds he's raced against more recently, Pilbara, Jim Zardashian, Catch the Thief, Faithy Vale, this is a drop in class. Now, We've only seen him twice this year, and he's run sixth and fourth, but his runs haven't been that bad. At his best, he could break 22 seconds here, and that would clearly be good enough to win here. The greyhound that's favourite is Aston Titan. I think he's got enough more ability than him, even over the 390, the 450 here, sorry, and I think he can win. So race 9, number 8, the Halbert Vale, and I also like race 10, number 7, Aston Pilsner. Recent form has been in Tassie, around second in the Devonport Cup, had no luck during the Hobart 1000 series. At his best, he's a very talented greyhound. Really good record off wide draws, Matty, so we're happy to take him as well. So race 9, number 8, race 10, number 7 at Ballarat. Quarter numbers, number 7, 1 out. Second leg, 1, 3, 6, 7. Third leg, 3, 5, and 8. And we come home with 1, 3, and 6.
Good on you, Georgie. Good luck there at the Meadows and Ballarat today.
Speak soon, mate.
There we go. That's George Ferrugia, and that is the Form Express.